every month we get a team of experts in here to talk about things that you as business owners are wrestling with as well. Anybody in business deals with these questions, all the challenges in owning and running a company, and these folks deal with that every single day. Our topic today is your business location. Should you buy that? Should you lease that? All the disruption of COVID, all those questions have changed really in the last year, because what are the needs? Do people want to work from home? Do they want to work in the office? So our group wanted to let our listeners know, if you have questions, please call us or email us suggestions for future topics, okay? You can just send them to the studio at the flag, right? Studio at flagfamily.com. Studio at flagfamily.com. And we chose this one based on a listener question that came in about it, owning versus leasing your business, owning versus leasing your business location. And if you lean in, if you were the one that suggested that, because it's a good one. Dan Stoller's here from Starion Bank. Chad Flanagan's here from Hyde Bailey. Tyler Leverington is here from Onstead Twitchell. And Tom McDougall from High Point Networks. Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to the roundtable. Glad, nice to have you back, okay?
Morning. Morning, Scott.
Good morning.
We got a rock star crew in here again. We're going to put them to work, put them through their paces. So any company in this world has a big decision to make. Do I own or do I lease business space or a building space? I'm going to throw this out to the group now. First of all, what should we think about in deciding whether to, as a business, what are the factors? Build a new building, buy an existing building, lease an office building, okay? So what kind of factors should we consider? Obviously, there's all kinds of different industries. Let me just go around the horn here. Someone that's been there, done that, is Tom McDougall of High Point Networks. You own or lease?
So currently, we do own. And that happened, well, actually that happened in 2010. When we first got started, we leased. I think that almost everybody, when they first get started, you have this concept of dipping your toe in the water. Is this really going to work? So you lease. And we found some things during the leasing world or the leasing experience that they weren't our best. We didn't like them as much. So as we got to the point where we outgrew what we had, our next logical step for us was to buy, so that we had a little bit more control. We were going to stick around. We were going to be a long-term business at that point. So we did buy, and I can tell you, a challenge with buying is, if you don't plan ahead, you end up buying something too small, which we did. Because frankly, the first time we bought, by the time we got all moved in, we were already full and ended up leasing our old space back. So there's some challenges with that. But for us, it's always been, we wanted to be able to control our environment. We wanted to have some control over where we had things and what we could do with the building. And financially, we were in a situation where we could do that. And of course, then there's the concept of leasing out to other people so that you end up being a landlord as well, which, everybody thinks that's great because you have the revenue, but then you're also a landlord. So you have to deal with those things. But for us, we'd currently own.
Would you do it again? You do that again, that same decision?
We would do the exact same thing again, yes.
Right, interesting. All right, yep. Tyler, I'm going to go to you. Onstead Twitchell, obviously clients dealing with this all the time. The factors people ought to consider when they're wrestling with this question would be what?
A lot of things, but I think especially the things that Tom touched on is, where is your business today? Where do you think your business is going to be in 5 years? And what are your space needs? How are those going to change? How's your client base going to change?
And Dan, I want to ask you, Starion Bank, obviously, if I want to own a building, Starion Bank would finance that building, right? It'd be a factor. But clients come in to you sometimes and say, hey, I want to own. You say, "Ooh, not so fast. Let's go through a list here. Let's think about that." What do you challenge them with?
Sure. I think one of the biggest things is what your capital needs. One is your space needs, but what are your capital needs? High growth businesses right now, you might get a better return keeping that capital into the business and letting somebody else put down the down payment and the monthly expenses of owning the building. So a lot of times we start with capital. How much capital are you going to need to continue to grow? Are you going to outgrow the space quickly? When we talk about the finances, we're very fortunate in North Dakota. We've got the Bank of North Dakota, which, of course, has supplemented a number of building projects that we've worked on. We've also got SBA, and SBA programming is great. But we always start with, what capital do you need? Do you have the down payment? If you had to live without that liquidity for some time, can you survive on that? But a lot of times it starts with capital.
It's interesting. Of course, we wrestled with this recently as well. We're in a great spot. We lease from Chose Investments. We love it. We have a long-term lease. It's flexible. We're already having to expand, and they're doing the building, and then we're going to lease from them. But when we considered that, it was that exact thing, right? I mean, we know the radio business, right? So if we buy other radio stations, we know how to ramp them up and get more cash flow from them. We don't know owning buildings, right? And so we talked to Monty and Scott Chosen, like, well, even this building that you're in right here, it's not like this is some big cash generator for the, for, you know, it's sort of where we live, and you guys live here too. But it's not exactly the best business to be in. Yes, you can get cheap money right now, right? And build something and own it. And there are tax advantages to that, which we can talk about here as well. But yeah, the capital needs is a big one. Keep your powder dry even if you have a little bit there, because you never know what's going to come around in a, you know, something in your business. Chad Flanagan next with Ide Bailey. Chad, you guys obviously, on the financial side, on the accounting side, but also a good consultant for businesses. What are the factors you put your clients through in the way of paces on this question?
Yeah, a lot of important things mentioned already. Scott, I think your point is good, too. Do you want to be a business, own a building in your business?
It's a whole different game.
Yeah, yeah. You're good at what you do, and maybe you just want to focus on that, grow the business and focus on, you already have working capital needs concerns and growth goals and those kind of things. So do you also want to be a building owner? There's a lot of flexibility in leasing, and especially if you're in a changing business, changing industry, that might give you more options. You know, you mentioned the tax implications of this, too. I think it's important that whatever you do, if you do decide to own that building, do that in a separate entity. You know, give yourself some flexibility. Maybe you can mirror ownership of your operating company to that other entity, but very important to have that in an LLC or some kind of holding company so that for liability reasons or for tax reasons, you can separate the two.
Just on the overall big picture, owning a building versus leasing a building, all other things, you know, answered, you check the box on all those, you got the capital to do it or whatever your capital needs are, you're going to be better tax-wise to own it, right?
Yeah, you know, if you're, again, if you can check all the other boxes and you're sure this is what you want to do, there's some depreciation advantages of owning that business. You want to make sure, again, that, you know, you're not in a C-corp, for example, in a building, because you don't want to be taxed twice as you own that building for a long time. It appreciates in value. It's time to sell it. You want to make sure you're in some kind of pass-through entity. And, again, that you've separated that from the operating business.
And, Tom, you had to know your business was going to grow when you were in the first building you bought. But did it just grow faster than you thought it would?
It actually grew quite a bit faster than we thought it would, and that's what created the dilemma that we were in. And I do agree. I was going to bring that up, that what Chad just talked about. We our building's in a separate LLC. I don't know that there's too many businesses that actually where the business itself owns the building. That just seems super complicated. But, yeah, growing too fast can be a challenge as well, because we sort of ran into that problem where we had all these long-term leases in place for the extra space in our building, and then we wanted space back. So we ended up reconfiguring our office space like three times just to get the number of people in.
And that's not free.
No, that is not free.
That's not free. All right, more of this conversation when we come back. Text your questions to me, too, at 701-367-2054 for the pros. All right, back with the Dream Team Better Business Roundtable here. We're talking about owning versus leasing today. Dan Stoller from Starring in Bankershire, Chad Flanagan from Ide Bailey, Tyler Leverington from Onstead Twitchell, and Tom McDougall of High Point Networks. Let's just talk about, if you're choosing to own, all the different things that are factors in that, and, we've identified here ownership structure is very important. And, Chad, you pointed out, you know, no C-corps here, okay? LLC. Let's talk about liability. I'm going to go to the attorney here. What kind of liability things do I need to be thinking about, Tyler, when it comes to owning a building?
Yeah, all of a sudden you're responsible for what kind of shape that building is in, and to the extent someone gets injured on the premises, all of a sudden that is a you problem above and beyond being concerned about your employees and guests, of course. And so that's a critical piece in terms of liability, which adds to the reason for having this entity, this LLC, separate from the rest of your business.
So think about liability at a minimum and how you structure that, very important. Chad, anything you want to add to that on the liability side?
No, just other than, you know, again, this speaks to the reason, do you want to own a building, and what is the ownership structure of your business, and should that mirror the ownership structure of the holding company that owns that?
Because if I lease a building and somebody, takes a header out front of the building, and I own that building, different set of liability than I'm an occupant of that building.
Correct.
You could be calling Tyler and saying, we got a little issue here, right? And Tom, we were talking earlier about the costs of sort of being too small and then adding on and everything else, there's another cost, right?
Yeah, there's a whole nother cost. If you're leasing today and you're wondering why you're paying such huge CAM charges, try owning, and then you'll figure out why there are big CAM charges.
You're going to pay one way or another,
oh,
right?
Goodness. Yeah, yeah. Things like taxes and insurance and snow removal and lawn care and gas leaks. You were talking about liability. You got a gas leak. Well, we never even thought about the fact that we should have an exit plan, like a like an entire building exit plan. Well, we learned real quickly we better have one of those. So there's just all kinds of really weird things that you don't really think of when you're leasing because somebody else is taking care of it. When you own it, even if it's in a separate LLC, getting a call at 4 in the morning that says, hey, we got a temperature alarm or we got a water leak or whatever, those are not very much fun. And, of course, you could be smart and actually have a property management firm take care of that. But if you're cheap like I am,
I can do it.
Take care of it.
I can do it. Yeah. Well, you pay one way or another.
Just being honest.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yep. Right. Back to a client that walks into Starian Bank and says, Dan, I've made the decision I'm going to own. What advice do you give them on the ownership structure, Dan? And like, thinking about it, not today, but maybe 10 years, 20 years down the road.
You know, I think how important is the location to you? Is this a building that you're going to need to be into for a long period of time? Because if so, you might want to own that. And then are you going to be structured so that all of the partners or all the individual owners want to be in that building at the same time? Nothing's worse than you've got the great location, perfect location for your business, and somebody wants out and forces that buy-sell agreement to be enacted. And all of a sudden, you have no choice maybe but to sell the building that is creating this great business opportunity for you. So to really know your partners. We see it a lot where somebody wants to get out of a real estate project when the time is right, meaning the market's high, and I want to exit, and not everybody wants to get out, and not everybody has the capital then to pay off the other owners or to buy out the other owners. And so it really creates some real dilemmas, especially if that location is very important to your revenue generation.
On the break, we were talking about the buy-sell agreement. Tyler, maybe you want to hit on that just a little bit, because we found that to be super important.
Yeah, that's absolutely critical. I've seen it. I've seen issues come up, especially in businesses where there's changes or additions to ownership. You know, I'm thinking of engineering firms or architecture firms or other law firms or any other type of business where there is regular changes to ownership, where the building was purchased in a separate entity, but with the group of owners, we'll say an architecture firm. And if the owners are Bob, Jim, and Alice, but then 2, 3, 4, 5 years later, Frank becomes a partner and Bob retires. They run into a situation where Bob says, yeah, buy me out of the architecture firm, but I want to stay part of the real estate ownership entity because, man, we strategically pay a high amount of rent because there might be some tax benefit to it or for other reasons. And that's a nice check every month. And I want to stay part of that. Well, all of a sudden, you're going to have Frank, the new owner, who's got a sour taste in his mouth because the other three owners, including Bob, who's not around anymore, are collecting a nice chunk of rent every month from the business that he's a partial owner of, but he doesn't get to share in that. And that can create some real issues. So it's critical to not only have that buy-sell for your core business, but to tie it together with a buy-sell for the entity that's holding your real estate. Absolutely critical.
Makes perfect sense. Last question from a listener. How long to lease? If I'm back to the lease, any rule of thumb there, Chad, do you use with your clients at Ad Bailey?
Whatever you can negotiate, right, Scott? I mean, if you can negotiate some flexibility, especially right now, there's so much change going on where people want that flexibility. People are still trying to figure out what the new normal is. How many people are coming back to work? Can we do some work sharing, desk sharing type of programs? Can we utilize a smaller space, one with more meeting rooms and collaborative space? And so they're rethinking their whole office. And it's nice to have some flexibility, some outs, if you re-up on some kind of lease.
These guys can help. Chad Flanagan, partner in charge at Ide Bailey, the Fargo office. Dan Stoller, market president for Starian Bank. Tyler Leverington, shareholder in business and corporate law attorney at Onstead Twitchell. And somebody that's been there, done that, Tom McDougall from High Point Networks, the owner there. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Scott.
Great stuff as always. And next month, we'll have a brand new topic. You got suggestions on that? Studio at flagfamily.com. If you missed any part of the segment, want to listen again, share with a partner. We'll have it on the website, am1100theflag.com as well. And again, feel free to reach out to any of these panelists with those questions.